For KBIA News, I'm Katarina Sestarek. UM System President Tim Wolf will announce the University of Missouri's new chancellor today. But Texas publication Tex Ags reported yesterday that outgoing Texas A&M President R. Bowen Lofton may be MU's next chancellor. Texas Ags cited an anonymous source, quote, close to the situation. KBIA contacted Lofton's office and numerous Missouri officials who would not confirm the hire yet. According to Tex Ags, Lofton announced his retirement from A&M in July after serving as the university's president since 2010. The article notes he took an $825,000 buyout to continue as a professor at A&M. According to MU faculty council member Clyde Bentley, the new chancellor is not a current faculty or staff member. The new hire will replace Brady Deaton, who retired in November after leading the campus for 9 years. KBIA's live coverage of the announcement starts at 11 a.m. The Missouri Senate has passed legislation encapsulating Governor Jay Nixon's bid to get Boeing to build its new 777X passenger jet in the Show Me State. Marshall Griffin has details.
The incentives package would provide $150 million in tax breaks per year, totaling up to around $1.7 billion over 20 years. While supporters in both parties sang the bill's praises, a group of fiscal conservatives in the GOP caucus opposed it. They include Brad Lager, who represents several rural counties in northwest Missouri.
I hope Boeing does come to Missouri. I hope we end up with 2,000, 4,000, 6,000, 8,000 jobs, whatever it is. But what about the guy in Bethany, Missouri, who's a banker, who's still paying the full load? Or the farmer that is on two pensions?
The bill is now in the hands of the Missouri House, which could pass it as early as Friday. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
As part of Governor Jay Nixon's Mental Health Initiative program, 200 Missouri K-12 teachers, counselors, and administrators gathered in Columbia this week to learn how to identify, understand, and respond to signs of mental illness. KBIA's Hadum Helmi has the story.
Jermaine Alberti is a mental health first aid instructor. He says one of the first things he does in the session is ask his trainees to write down derogatory terms related to mental illnesses.
And you hear everything from psycho, crazy, nuts. And then I take that piece of paper we write it down on, I ball it up, and I throw it in the trash.
Alberti says trashing the stigma that comes with mental illnesses is a big part of the training program, which lasts 8 hours. The trainees also learn how to properly respond to such crises as other suicidal thoughts and panic attacks. In Columbia this week, Alberti and his co-instructors trained teachers, counselors, and administrators from K-12 schools throughout Missouri.
Our goal is that they take this information back to their schools, their communities, to their neighborhoods, and if they see a young person in distress, that they take these skills to help that young person out and connect them to the proper places where they can receive the help they need to get.
According to a Department of Mental Health spokesperson, today's event is the fourth in the series of 7 first aid trainings funded through Governor Jay Nixon's Mental Health Initiative. Previous events have trained faith leaders and higher ed administrators. Nixon proposed this initiative at the State of the State address earlier this year, just a month after the Sandy Hook Elementary shootings.
Teachers are on the front lines to see mental health problems start in their classrooms. Principals see those kids act out. And rather than having that cascade into a life of tragedy or danger for others, we think getting this training on the front end can make a real and lasting difference.
Missouri's mental health first aid training program started in 2008. According to Alberti, the program has trained about 9,000 people in the state. Hadum Helmi, KBIA News.
For KBIA News, I'm Katarina Sestarek.